This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Health. The designation of certain ingredients as superfoods always carries a whiff of a gimmick, but it's hard to argue that the label is a bad thing for fruits and vegetables. Just look at kale, the mega celebrity of the produce section. So once we're elevating some foods to the cult status of mega healthy, we need to ask ourselves, are some great for us foods getting the short end of the stick? And what does that mean for local producers looking to stay afloat in today's constantly shifting food economy? The humble cranberry has certainly not gotten its due. Relegated to a sugary sauce at the Thanksgiving table, cranberries have yet to make their way into the mainstream. They play second fiddle to a range of other berries whenever the words superfood or antioxidant get brought up. Cranberries are ranked among the most antioxidant-rich foods you can eat, but they're constantly listed below huckleberries and blueberries in terms of their antioxidant count. Amy Shapiro, nutritionist and founder of Real Nutrition New York City, explains.
They're loaded with antioxidants, which is great, so they're, you know, second to only the blueberry. They help prevent disease, help maintain health. They're loaded with vitamins and minerals, so they're just like little balls of goodness. The ability of the food components, so like the antioxidant value of the food, to help get rid of free radicals in your body, which are basically what cause disease and illnesses and inflammation.
However, the cranberry often gets shunned by the mainstream media. In a roundup by Women's Day magazine of 52 superfoods, cranberries were absent, while blackberries were listed as, quote, the king of the berry family, with more antioxidants than strawberries, cranberries, or blueberries, which is actually incorrect. The cranberry didn't even make Dr. Oz's list of his favorite superfoods, though lingonberries did. What a slap in the face. This second-string mentality is hurting cranberry growers more than ever this year. A wave of new technologies that have made growing more efficient and friendlier to the environment has led to an enormous cranberry surplus. Some growers, like Edgewood Bogs in Carver, Massachusetts, have implemented new Midwestern-style bogs that allow for more automated growing, lower levels of pesticides, and much higher yields. As Edgewood Bogs owner Matthew Rhodes explains,
there is a situation now when we're going into this coming year with essentially a full year's worth of cranberries already in the freezers. And the price paid to the growers in some cases is below the cost of production. So there'll be many growers that probably will not grow cranberries, can't afford to grow cranberries, and some that will probably go out of business.
So what can growers do besides stop producing berries? And what can we as consumers do to support one of our only commercial domestically grown products? One of the biggest issues with cranberries for consumers, and the reason that other berries get more attention and business, is that their taste profile is sour and bitter. Not exactly an easy snack. You can't pop them in your mouth like a blueberry or blackberry, making them less appealing to eaters looking for some easy antioxidant power. Cape Cod Select, the marketing arm of Edgewood Bogs, has been working to change that perception by educating the public about the benefits of cranberries. They've rolled out a number of frozen products under the motto, Frozen is the New Fresh, to integrate cranberries into the year-round diet, and have also done cooking demos across the country, including a recent display at the Fancy Food Show in San Francisco. As Cindy Rhodes, the head of Cape Cod Select, explains,
we realized a few years ago that in order to survive in this business, we had to diversify somewhat. Cranberries have typically, as you know, been known as the holiday staple, and once the holidays are done, you don't hear about cranberries again for another year. Given the health benefits of cranberries and the versatility, there was a hole out there that needed to be filled, and we decided to go for it. We did a lot of research first and had focus group and whatnot, and designed and began marketing frozen cranberries in the retail stores.
It never hurts to diversify your diet either, as Amy Shapiro says.
Well, you know, all different foods, different colors, different classifications of foods, you know, everything provides different nutrition. So if you eat a more of a varied diet, then you're kind of covering all your bases, getting different vitamins and minerals. In terms of the berries, you know, really what you're getting are mostly the antioxidants, which is like the big, you know, the whole big thing. So it's great if you like one of them, as opposed to if you, you know, it's not terrible if you don't like all of them, but it's just the different colors have, you know, different, I guess, like health benefiting properties.
You heard it here and from your nutritionist. The more healthy berries you can get your hands on, the better. As the cranberry growing industry continues to move towards more sustainable environmental practices, it remains to be seen if they can drum up the consumer demand needed to keep their heads above water, literally and figuratively speaking. I'm Talia Ralph for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.